This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast. For Chemist Warehouse, train hard, live large with INC Sports Nutrition.
The man that knows all about the Adelaide Footy Club, he's a former assistant coach there, now joining the Carlton Footy Club as an assistant coach. David Teague is his name. Welcome to Trade Radio, Teague.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the new role. What will be your new role at the Blues? What area will you be looking after?
I'll be looking after the forward line and a little bit of the offence. So, it's a really exciting time to be joining Carlton. I think they've put a fairly talented list. They're young, so it'll be a good opportunity to grow with them and be part of something and hopefully make Carlton a big, powerful club again.
David, you coach the best forward line in the competition. That's undisputed at the Adelaide Footy Club. But some of us are surprised that you are leaving. How did it come about? Did the Crows offer you a contract or were you seeking opportunities elsewhere?
Yeah, look, I moved over here to work with Phil, and then we all know the story that happened there. I had a young family, so I wanted to get back to Victoria just for family reasons. We've got three kids at home, and we lost a little boy as well. So we just wanted to be around family. Family really important to us, and that was the driving motivation.
So have you known for a while, David, that you'd be moving on to Carlton?
No, I didn't know that I was going to Carlton. I knew I was keen to get back to Victoria, and then it sort of only, to be honest, it only happened on the weekend because we were still in the finals, so it sort of got put on the back burner a fair bit. I was really excited to come to terms with Carlton and join that footy club.
David, it was a disappointing grand final day. Obviously, just apart from that first quarter, it was all Richmond, though. They dominated for large majorities of that game through the second, third quarters. The whole situation with Jake Lever and Charlie Cameron, could you say that had an effect on the group? I know you dominated the first few finals, but between the locker room banter and the players and their moods throughout it, did you think it played a part at all? Not in the loss, but did it affect the whole team morale?
I don't think so. It was hard to perform the way we did in the first two finals if that was playing having an effect. So I don't think so. At the end of the day, we just didn't play well, even in the first quarter. And the scoreboard looked good for us. But to be honest, Richmond probably outplayed us a little bit. And it was the start of the second where we probably outplayed them. We just couldn't put any goals on. And then they got their tails up at halftime. So, it was really disappointing. The guys have come so far and they gave themselves a chance and they couldn't grab it. So it's a tough way to finish the season.
What did you learn? How difficult was it in the coach's box? Did you feel helpless? And what sort of discussions were you having when the game looked as though it was slipping away?
Yeah, no, we tried a few different things. Their spread, it was their ability to get outside and they'll beat us in the contest. So it's pretty hard in the contest. You can add an extra number, which we did at times around the stoppages to try and to address that. It didn't have an effect. We ended up losing a bit of field position and then we put an extra one behind the ball at times trying to think, maybe we can get our hands on it. We'll be able to transition it. But their pressure was just too good and our ball use wasn't at the level that it's been at. We were making decisions that we hadn't been making and we're missing execution things. So, it was hard, but no, we tried some things. But at the end of the day, Richmond were just too good.
Jake Lever leaving the footy club. You've been around footy for a long, long time after 3 years of service. What's your theory on players leaving after such a short stint at one club?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's sort of become the trend of the game now. Years ago, a third-year player would generally be really excited just to get another contract. You'd sort of slowly grow and then you sort of build into the big contracts where now it's sort of changed. Clubs are offering, and probably the Tom Boyd one set it off, but clubs are offering big contracts to lure young talent back to their club. So seems like it's going to be a bit of a trend, whether it changes or not, whether they put rules in place to change it. But so at the end of the day, you really want to back your culture in and get your culture right and hopefully that'll keep them. But it's probably turning a little bit more American where at the end of the day, it's a job and a business and they're going to try and make the most they can out of it.
We like young Carlton's young forward line. You'd be excited about the prospect. Lloydie and I have been having the debate about where Charlie Curnow plays. No doubt you'd like to see him in the forward half at the Blues next year.
Oh, look, he's an exciting prospect and they've got some other ones as well down there. Harry McCall saw a glimpse of him and I thought he looked like a real talent. So they've got some good young guys. I think Charlie, the way he moves, he could end up a big midfielder that gets through there as well. So at the end of the day, you want what's best for the team, but I'll be excited to work with those guys and yeah, you look at their list profile and where they're at, you think that it should only be up from here and a great challenge going forward.
Tiggy, last one from me, and I just want to go back to the Adelaide Crows. You talk about culture and you've got to back your culture in. Why have so many players left the Adelaide Crows over time? Has it just been bad luck, you think? Because obviously there's been great on-field success, but had rotten luck with players leaving the footy club.
Yeah, look, to be honest, and I've only spent 3 years here, but it's an interesting one because in terms of a group of guys, they get along as well as any group of guys that I've been involved with. Now, whether it's happened in the past, so people feel like, oh, other guys have done it, it's okay for me to do it, I don't know. But it is a really interesting one because they get along well, they care for each other, and what the group's been through together has been quite phenomenal, and yet players continue to leave. So, I haven't been able to put my finger on it.
Thanks for joining us on the Early Trade, mate. Good luck. Enjoy your move back home. And we'll be watching the Blues progress pretty closely this year. It's going to be an exciting year. Thanks for joining us.
No, not a problem at all, guys.